transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
As I'm pretty sure you all know by now, I'm new here. We've been together for about 5 weeks, and every time I meet someone new, the conversation goes somewhat like this. Father, where are you from? Oh, I said, from Colorado. No. Από την Ελλάδα, in Greece, where's your family from? And I go through the story where my yaya and papu are on my father's side, and yaya and papu on my mother's side, how they came to America, how I was born, although I was born in America, and all this thing, and we have a wonderful conversation, and by digging into who my ancestors are, many of you are able to get a hint, a little bit of a clue as to who I am, because our ancestors tell us a lot about who we are. The fact that all of my family came from mountains, the mountains of Greece, and I was raised in the mountains of Colorado. Well, Denver's really a city, but it's right there next to the mountains. I spent a lot of time in the mountains, camping and skiing, etc. And I find myself here at the coast, in the water, in the islands of Florida/Greece. And it's wonderful. And then I ask everyone where they are from. And of course, many of our people are from Kalymnos, which is wonderful. Lipsos, which is where my wife's family is from, Presbytera, is from Lipsos. But there are people from other parts of the country. Because we have people that have come down from Ohio and Pennsylvania and they're living here. And all of this to understand who we are as a people. And all of those things are wonderful. And all of those things give us insight as to who we are as human beings. And I like to remind people the word anthropos in Greek. You know, we get the word anthropology from that. Anthropos, which we mean human being, comes from the Greek anotropos, which has two meanings. One, standing upright in an upright fashion, anotropos, but it also means face to face. We can only be true human beings in a relationship with another human being. We are not human in isolation. When we live by ourselves, we are not human. And we know this all the way back to the book of Genesis when God created Adam and he says, nope, we're not done yet. He needs someone to help him. And so God created Eve. And then we became human beings. As a relationship in the image of God, who is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, a relationship. So when we get to understand our ancestry, we get to build that relationship. And my brothers and sisters, then we get to be real human beings together. But it's much better than that. Because we don't only have our blood relatives as our ancestors. We have our spiritual relatives as our ancestors. I am named after St. Athanasius. St. Athanasius, who as a deacon in the 4th century, more than 1,600 years ago, wrote the creed that we read today. Defended the faith, sometimes by himself, against dozens and hundreds of people who were trying to proclaim things that were not true about Jesus Christ. So part of my spiritual ancestry is coming to know St. Athanasius and what he had to bring and what he offered to the church. Because what he offered to the church, my brothers and sisters, is what we receive today. This is the Sunday before Christmas. And the church, if we were listening, I know I said I read the names in Greek, frankly, because they're easier in Greek than in English. But we heard the physical ancestry of Jesus Christ from Abraham through to Mary. The physical ancestry of Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Luke, although we didn't hear it this morning, we are going to hear it this week, we hear the other ancestors of Christ going all the way back to Adam. Because what we're celebrating this year at Christmas and every year at Christmas, my brothers and sisters, is not merely Jesus' birthday, but we are celebrating our family history. And our family history is much greater than whether we are Greeks or Americans, or Serbs or Russians, or Northerners and Southerners. Our ancestry, my brothers and sisters, goes back to Adam and Eve as sons and daughters of God. And when Jesus Christ came 2,000 some odd years ago and became one of us, He brought in another part of our ancestry, and that is our divine ancestry. Because when God created Adam and Eve, He always intended that we would be united to Him. God always intended that human beings would be, as we say in the church, in communion, united to God. And so when Jesus Christ came and became a human being, while always remaining God, He brought into our life our divine lineage. And so now I am no longer Athanasios, the son of Harry, the son of Evangelos. I am Athanasios, the son of God. Not a big S, a small S. But in our baptism, we have been forever united to Jesus Christ, haven't we? And as St. Paul says, once we are united to Jesus Christ, nothing in this created universe can separate that unity. Nothing. There is nothing that we can do that can separate us from God. That's the mystery and the joy that we're celebrating at Christmas. It isn't about a Christmas tree and decorations and a turkey and some spanakopita. Of course, you have to have the spanakopita. But it is about our spiritual lineage being united to Jesus Christ. It is about coming to know the saints of our church. As I've been getting to meet so many people, especially so many of the families that have been around for 111 years for this cathedral history, I'm hearing the stories of the old founders and the sacrifices that the old founders made to establish this wonderful community. But look in the dome of our church, look on the walls of our church, these founders also made sacrifices for our cathedral. These holy men and women that we call the saints, some we even have their bones in our church. They are our family history. They are our ancestors. St. Barbara, St. Catherine, St. Paraskevi. What a great story, St. Paraskevi, who helps to heal those who have vision problems. St. Nectarios, one of our more recent saints. American saints too. They have sacrificed just like our yayas and papus sacrificed when they came from the old country. My mother's father came when he was 13 years old from Greece. He came in 1911, never saw his mother alive again. He lived to the age of 82, never saw his mother alive again. My father's father came in 1923, 23 years old, never went back to the old country. With $23 in his pocket and whatever he could carry in one suitcase. Great sacrifices our ancestors made to come from Greece and to come from all over the world to set up a life here in America for us. But nothing compared to the sacrifices of these holy men and women who gave their life to protect the truth of the church. And that truth, my brothers and sisters, is under constant attack by the world today. This week is Christmas week, and the crazy stories are going to come out of the woodwork about the myth of Jesus or the myth of the virgin birth. It's not a myth. It's truth. And our family history is evidence of the truth of Jesus Christ. The holy men and women who have protected that truth from the very time of the apostles for us to have today. But we are not good enough to just look backwards, my brothers and sisters. We have to look forward. 111 years ago, they established this community. We are now receiving the blessed benefit of having this wonderful cathedral. It's now our job to look to the future, to look and say, what are we going to do today for the Greek Orthodox Christians in Tarpon Springs that are going to be living 111 years from now? What are we going to leave them? What legacy are we going to give them? What sacrifice are we going to offer to God? It's not good enough to just come and sit in the church that somebody else built. Our lives need to become icons of God's love. Our lives at Christmas is a time, my brothers and sisters, when it can be so easy to lose focus on Christ. We get wrapped up in the perfect Christmas present. We get wrapped up in the sales and the perfect recipe for the turkey. It's so easy to say, what time do they serve communion, Father? Because I've got a lot of things to get ready for Christmas dinner. The family's coming over. But that would not be honoring our ancestors. The way we honor our ancestors, my brothers and sisters, is to live that same sacrifice that all of the righteous men and women of the Old Testament lived, that we just heard their names just a few minutes ago. Joseph, he says, was righteous. Took the Panagia, took the Mother of God into his care and protected her and risked a whole lot of humiliation. If the world had found that she had become pregnant, but he cared more about God than his own reputation. Joseph is our ancestor. Abraham, Joseph of the Old Testament, one of the many wonderful stories, sold into slavery and still forgave his brothers. Still blessed his brothers. These are our ancestors, my brothers and sisters. If we really choose to honor where we come from, we will live a holy life so those who come after us still have that blessed lineage. My challenge for you this week: don't lose sight of Christmas. Christmas, my brothers and sisters, St. John Chrysostom refers to as the Queen of Feasts, because if Christ had not been born, he could not have been crucified. And so as we're going to celebrate this weekend, we're going to see Christ born in a cave because he's going to die and be buried in a cave. This is why Christmas is important. This is why the church asks us to fast. It's not bad to fast. It's really okay to go to our friend's house and say, "No, I'm sorry, I'm not eating that right now." It's okay. Trust me. God will bless it. One final comment. I saw a picture on Facebook the other day. It says, "Christ is not a part of the Christmas story. Christmas is a part of the Christ story." It's Christ that we have to stay focused on. Have a blessed Christmas this year. May it be an inspiration for each and every one of our families to rededicate our lives to live with the same honor and dignity and faith that our ancestors sacrificed for, so we could have this beautiful cathedral and we could have this faith that we call the truth, the Orthodox faith, which proclaims Christmas as the true birth of God for the salvation of all human beings. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.